Taco Tuesday. Another week, another day, another tradition I didn't plan. Clark prattled on about his day, and I found myself lost in my thoughts. The only thing to pull me from my trance was the tangy smell of cilantro as it assaulted my senses. It was his favorite, and I had to make sure I always had it on hand. "Why do you love me?" It eased past my lips like a dare. Not really giving him eye contact, I ripped pieces of lettuce into manageable portions. The silence was a loud roar in my ears, and it took effort to even my breathing as my eyes stayed trained on the counter, awaiting his answer.
"Paige, are we doing this again?"
Clark exhaled with an irritated puff, and the knife in his hand came to an abrupt stop. I dragged my eyes to his, leaving the lettuce on the counter. His dull gray irises looked at me with disappointment. I wasn't what he thought I should be. I'd been a mirage, and I'd slowly given myself over to his needs, tried to become what he desired, but lost myself in my Stepford way of life. Paige. I was the wife with a perfect smile and the perfect hair and makeup. The house was always clean. I went to church every Sunday. I attended, but I wasn't truthful to the Savior like I should have been. It was bland, my life, and sometimes I let myself drift into the unknown, drift into one of my internal paintings, my past sketches, wondering if I'd ever draw again. Everything in my life looked as it should, everything in its place, but the one thing he wanted, I couldn't give. I couldn't have children. I couldn't supply and replenish the earth. His seed never took, and I never really converted. Well, that last part was what he truly thought. Even if he didn't say it, it was there, in the way he reprimanded me when I forgot to say my nightly prayers, or if I didn't read the scriptures like I should. Maybe if I had truly converted, gave myself to the Savior, I could have had a baby. It was his mantra for the past 8 years, but I destroyed that chance when I was 18, and there was no blessing the pastor could give to fix it. "Why, Clark?" I wanted to shout it, but instead it was just a whisper.
"Do you need to call your mother?"
He dropped his eyes to the cutting board, continuing his work, and shook his head. I gritted my teeth, and my anxiety grew as I found the strength to say what I should have said 3 weeks ago. "You slept with her, and you said you didn't love her, that it was a mistake. You said you loved me, but when I ask you why, you never give me a real answer." The knife he held in his hand shook as he tried to still his anger. Clark's nostrils flared.
"It was a mistake."
He dropped the knife, and the metal clanged against the granite surface of the counter, missing the cutting board.